I completely pressed the wrong button. I hung up on you when I meant to press end recording.
I figured that was the end of it. I was going to go to bed.
Yeah, we're done. That was the last ever episode of the 316. Only kidding. Oh, hello and welcome back to the 316 podcast with myself, Zekerden, and my brother Graham. Graham, how's it going?
Yeah, all right.
Good. Good, good, good. Lots more topics coming in.
What, right now?
Yeah. As we speak, people are leaving comments. No, over the past week, people have been leaving comments with their suggestions of things to talk about in no longer than 3 minutes and 16 seconds. Before we move on to today's fine topic, I just wanted to apologise for the delay in between episodes. Graham and I have both been super busy. I started a new job, which is awesome. Graham has been overtaking the indie music charts, but hopefully we'll get back to doing 2 podcasts a week from here on out. If you want to find out when the latest podcasts are out, as far as I understand, the best way of doing it is to head on over to iTunes, if you do all that jazz, and follow us there. If you think we're justified, leave us a 5-star review as well. Otherwise, periodically, get yourself over to the316.podbean.com where you can check out all the latest. There's loads there already. And you can also leave comments on that web zone, which you have been doing. So many topics coming in. So without further ado, shall we move on to today's?
Well, I guess. Is that rhetorical?
It was a purely rhetorical question, Graham. Please choose a number between 1 and 7.
5's feeling good.
Are you feeling 5? You're getting a vibe?
Yeah.
It's another one from Timo, regular listener.
Okay.
Who always has an interesting topic up his sleeve.
He does, actually. I'll give him that. He's come out with some crackers.
This one is... Well, let me just get ready to start the timer and we'll go for it.
Okay. You going to give me a hint?
I'll just tell you what the bloody thing is. Jigsaw puzzles. Is it cheating to look at the box?
Ooh.
I know. I'd never thought of this before. My instant reaction when I saw this on Twitter was like, of course it's not. Everyone looks at the box. Then I thought, but do they?
Yeah, but that's like saying, like, let's say you're playing a game, right? That's like saying, is it cheating to view the tutorial? Because you still have to play the game, don't you?
I'm not sure if that's comparing apples and oranges. I don't know if that's a...
Well, there's not many things like jigsaws, so I'm struggling to...
That's true, yeah. Yeah, your metaphors are slightly limited. Is it like... Yeah, I suppose it is a little bit.
Well, okay, let's say it's like... I think the number of pieces is probably a factor here. Like, if it's a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle...
Oh, Graham's got rules! Yeah, go on, so if it's 1,000 pieces, you can.
Well, I mean, that's not an exact example. I guess the complexity of it as well. I mean, it's a very morphing subject.
Depends what it is. If it's a Jackson Pollock 50,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, yeah, you're absolutely allowed to have a look at the box.
Yeah, obviously. But if it's, like, 4 pieces and it's for a 3-year-old, then don't...
You take the box off them and you put it in the bin.
Yeah, don't... They shouldn't be playing jigsaws. Do you play a jigsaw? Do you play one?
Yeah, you keep saying that. I'm not sure you do play a jigsaw.
Okay.
You assemble one, I believe.
You assemble a jigsaw. Okay, no, that's...
What do you do? I assemble jigsaws in my spare time. Is that... I do jigsaws, I think.
I don't... There's not really a verb for it.
I jigsaw? That sounds like an Apple product. Well, when Timo put the question to me, he just said puzzle. He didn't even use the word jigsaw.
Oh, right, okay.
And I think that is quite a North American thing to... He's in Canada, and I think that's a North American thing to do. I think they just call them puzzles, not jigsaws.
I see. What do you reckon?
Well, I thought, how do they distinguish between jigsaws and other kinds of puzzles? And then I thought, well, what other kinds of puzzles are there? This is mental. And honestly, he tweeted this to me. I sat for 15 minutes going, oh, is it okay to look at the books? Yeah, I suppose it is. But then again, what if you... I don't know. Are they talking about jigsaws? They're talking about different puzzles. It absolutely twisted my melon.
But what do you reckon? Is it cheating? Is it wrong?
I honestly can't decide. I can't come down one way or another. I will look up... I was about to say I'm going to look up the official rules. Is this... There's an International Jigsaw Association... I don't know. I'll try and find out if there is a suggested way of playing, and I'll put it in the show notes below on the316.podbean.com. But I'm going with you. I like your suggestion that it is all down to how many pieces there are and how complex it is. But I don't know how you measure complexity.
Could you do me a favour?
In 10 seconds, go for it.
Could you actually look up if there is a jigsaw society or if there are national rules or competitions? That'd be great.
Will do. See you guys in the show notes. Graham, I'll see you next time.
Will do.